Welcome to the Imagine Me podcast. Imagine me, imagine you, imagine us. I am Lily Price.
And I am Tyshawn Tony.
Imagine yourself in a space where women can laugh and learn to value themselves by creating a deeper relationship with the divine. Imagine yourself free. What do you imagine? Welcome to the Imagine Me podcast. I am Lily Price.
And I'm Tyshawn Tony.
What's up, Ty? We are sitting here on these here couches.
Yo.
It seems like yesterday we did our first episode, right?
It went so fast.
I know. It went so fast. And throughout this journey, Ty has had a roster. Ty has been on several dates. I've heard all kinds of stories about Uncle Grandpa's.
With the mandel.
Right. What are they called?
The mandel.
Mandels. Jesus. If anybody's wearing mandels, take them off. Take them off now. Mm. In the name of Jesus. So we're just going to jump in today. How do you know he's the one? So this episode, it's not just for the ladies though, right? It can't just be for the ladies. Because y'all man got to listen so you know what to do so you can be the one, right? Yeah, be the one. So how do you know he's the one?
I have no idea. I mean, I know what I want, but I know that...
You don't want mandels.
No, I don't want mandels.
Okay.
Or Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa. In case y'all are not sure what Uncle Grandpa is, I think I have this right. He wears mandels. He doesn't take care of himself physically at all. Yeah. And he might, you know, not really be right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, y'all know what it is. We ain't got to break it down. We ain't got to break it all the way down. But that's Uncle Grandpa. He's just not with it. It's like, let's go out. Let's have a good time. And he ready to watch Mr. T. We talked about that,
yeah,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing against Mr. T, though. I love Mr. T. Did you see him during the Super Bowl commercial? Oh, it was pretty good. See how I jump around? So, Ty, how do you know he's the one?
I have no idea, but...
Well, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone who, like, has actual goals. And actually is working towards those goals.
Can I cut in real quick? I just realized that we're setting you up right now. So who's out there right now?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we giving the shout outs. We don't want no Uncle Grandpa's up in here. You know what I'm saying? We want the real of the real. The cream of the crop. You know, we don't want the brothers. We want King David. No, but what is it that you're looking for?
You know? Like, to talk about it is kind of, like, weird. It's kind of weird to me because, like, I know what I want when I am, like, listening to someone, like, I'm conversating with someone. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm hoping he's going to say or something like
right,
this.
Right, right.
You know? But, like, now you, like, put me on blast. Like, what exactly?
I always put you on blast. That is the relationship
that
we have. Putting you on blast.
I don't know. I want a man that can, like, hold his own. And it's okay, like, with me, if something happens and I have to hold down everything, like, they feel okay and they feel secure in that. They don't feel like,
right,
like, oh, I don't feel like the man because my woman is taking care of everything right now.
Right, right,
because
right,
I feel
right,
like
right.
Sometimes that happens, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes a woman does have to hold it down. Then he get back on his feet. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying stay there forever.
Okay, we're getting somewhere.
But, I mean, I understand, like, sometimes things happen.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's a struggle or maybe in the past or situations that you've been in or even situations now in dating that you feel like you're running into people that maybe can't hold their own?
No, not really. Well, a little bit. Some people.
I just feel like the dating pool right now is like.
It's sucky.
It is. Because when I was out there, I was like, Lord.
Yes, it's really sucky.
But
I've learned a lot. I've learned a whole lot about myself. You know, dating, like, different people and talking to different people. And I think it helped me more so know what I'm looking for, what I actually want,
Right.
Like to explain what I'm looking for is kind of like hard.
I mean, we were talking about this earlier today in a sense of I didn't realize when I started dating my now husband, there was a situation where he had to fix like a pipe in my grandfather's house. We were talking about this. He didn't have to. The pipe was broken in my grandfather's house. And he was like, okay, I'll figure it out. He like YouTubed it and got all the parts, did everything, had never done this before. YouTubed it, washed it, and fixed the pipe, then drywalled it. Like he did it all. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's why. I mean, we were engaged at the time and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I had never had anyone that could just fix things. Mm-hmm. And that was so attractive to me. But to your point, I didn't know that that was something that I wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to the point now where I'm so spoiled. We were laughing about this earlier because my older son is like, Mom, remember when you used to know how to do stuff? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you act like you can't carry in groceries. You act like you can't do this. Because honest to God, like my husband goes above and beyond to the point where I'm a little lazy. But I think that's okay, you know, sometimes. And I didn't realize how much that took off of me, like as far as like responsibility and relief and weight. But I also didn't know that that's what I was looking for, you know, like I didn't know that that's, well, I don't even want to say that's what I was looking for. I didn't know that that's what God would give to me, you know, or grant me with. That's what he knew that I needed. So I think sometimes we just have to kind of look at ourselves. What are the things that we need help with? And I don't even mean financially, but just like in life, what do we need help with? And knowing that God is going to bring those people in our lives. I mean, is that too deep to think? I mean, so when you're out there looking or dating, I'm not going to say you're looking. When you're out there having fun and you're dating and you don't really care anyway, really care. And you're like, you know, like you flick your hair. I don't really care anyway, but I'm out here, but I'm cool. I'm cool with it. When you're out there, are you thinking, how can this person benefit or add to my life?
I do think that. And I also think, how can I benefit to this person?
Right.
Their life. That is a big thing. Yeah. I feel like if you can't add value to my life, like what is the purpose? Like we're supposed to add value to each other's life. We're not supposed to just stay like at one level and just be there, or one of us is here and other one's down. I feel like it should be, I mean, it can't be even balance, but I think it should be some kind of balance somewhere.
I think, I mean, there's going to be times where they're going to be up and we're going to be here. Mm-hmm. And then we have to, you know, it's iron sharpening iron. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what relationships should be. But I also feel like as women, sometimes we feel like we have to save the day. And sometimes that can put us in positions or situations where we're with someone. You hear how I said that? Where we're with. Where we are with someone and we feel like we're supposed to save them. Mm-hmm. Or I can really help him. Mm-hmm. I've been there. Like, oh, you're just pouring so much of yourself into this person and then you're empty because they're not adding value to you. So sometimes what we think, okay, well, oh, I can really help them. I also feel like women, we often will pour into other people and we'll think, okay, this is my job. This is my job. I can really pour into him. I can really lift him up. And then we pour in so much that our cup is empty and they're not pouring anything into us. And so we have to look at it like, are they adding? Somebody told me this years ago. I was probably like 20. I remember where I was at. I was working out the Y because I work out just for you guys. Just so you guys know, I work. I take care of myself. I was working out the Y. I was like 20 years old. I didn't have any kids. And I remember this woman saying, you have to find people that pour into your life, add to you. If they're not adding to your life, then what's the purpose? And I'm 20. I don't have any kids. And I'm like, yeah. But I don't know why, but that stuck with me. I didn't take her advice. But now I completely understand. If someone is not benefiting to you, or even while you're dating, having that conversation of where they want to add to your life, I'm so blessed. I tell women all the time, I am very blessed. And I'm just going to put it out there, to be the age that I was at the time, having three kids, to find my husband. And it just happened so fast. Like, it wasn't this like long journey. We talked about this today too. Mm-hmm. We were dating for 4 months before we got engaged. So it was definitely a God thing. But I knew based off of the conversation that he could add to my life. It wasn't about money, or it wasn't anything like that. It was about adding value. Like, we would talk about doing things together, building together. The interests were the same. He would involve my children in his conversations. You know what I mean? Different things like that. And so that conversation with him was totally different from some of the other guys that I had been talking to around that time. So that's how I knew. And I remember, and I think I've said this in previous episodes, I remember my spirit saying, okay, don't let this go. Don't mess this one up. Like, don't let this one go. If you want to keep dating, because I was having fun, because I know you're enjoying yourself.
I am.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, it's fun. When you've been in a long-term relationship and you're dating, yeah, I mean, this time of dating right now, it sucks. But there are highlights to it, like even just hanging out with your girlfriends and just having a good time. But I knew, like, okay, this is fun, but I can't lose him. Like, it was literally one of those times in my life where I had to make a spiritual decision.
I want to let it go right now. Like, let the singleness go. Like, I know in my heart I want
it's fun.
To. It is fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, do I just want to, like, be one person again? Like, just kicking it one person, the only person that's and nothing else? Because I like talking to different people, getting perspective about different things. And I know that changes after you with someone. You can't go to a male friend and say, so, like, what do you think about this? You got to ask your man, because you start asking him, then he gonna be like,
right,
who is this, you know? But I like different women and men's perspective when it comes to certain situations. But I also, like, am having fun, like, just dating and talking to people and just doing different things.
I felt like when you said that, though, you felt like you were doing something wrong. Almost at the point where I'm kind of feeling like I just want to be, like, what if I just want to be single? Like, why do you feel like that's not okay? Like, I can feel the energy. I can feel the energy of you thinking that it's not okay.
I mean, it's not that I don't think it's okay. I just never expected to feel like this.
Yeah. Look at me.
It's really, it's very different for me. But also, like, I don't know. Like, I want somebody. Like, I want to have a person. Because I don't like being out here. It is fun being out here. Like, you know, kicking it and whatever. But I don't want to just be out here. I feel like I don't have a purpose, like, really, because I've been married for so long.
So I was just going to jump in. Why do women feel like they have to be? And I'm not saying this is you, but it sounds like that's what you're saying. Like, why do we feel? It's almost like we're created to feel in this society that we have to be married, or we have to have someone in order to feel like, all right, I made it. You know what I mean? Like, I made it. I'm married. I found a person. Because there are women that have been married and are absolutely miserable, you know, and it doesn't mean that they're there. Like, I feel like, especially even on the spiritual side, I don't want to say the spiritual side, the religious side of things, not spiritual, the religious side of things. Sometimes certain people will make you feel like you have to be married. Success is marriage. You know what I mean? But you see a lot of folks that were not married that did amazing things. Christ, okay? Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, right? Never married. So the things that God can do with us as an individual are just as wonderful as the things that he can do when we're married, you know? Like, I think the search for a person is sometimes, okay, You know, when I do this, you know what that means. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we're out here searching for a person when we just need to be searching for God. And in our search for God, He just, being so unselfish, sends us our person. I will say that that's what happened to me. I was kind of where you're at. I was like enjoying myself. And I was like, oh, it'd be really cool to date this guy. I'm calling my friend, yeah, girl, hook that up. Like, yeah, I'll date him too. Here's another one. Like Oprah, you get one. I mean, I was enjoying myself. But I've always said that at that time, I was really seeking God. I was doing my Bible studies. I was working out. I was trying to take care of myself. I was doing all these different things. I was waking up. I was in prayer. I was in my word. I was like, okay, Lord. And He just sent me my husband. And I was scared. I was enjoying it so much that I was like, oh my gosh, amazing. I never thought I would feel like that. I was always a young woman who was like, I want to be married one day. You know, I was raised in the church. It was something that I always wanted to have. I wanted to be married. But at that point in my life, I knew the next person I would be with would be my husband, but I wasn't necessarily looking for one. I was looking to just enjoy myself and allow God to show me who I am. It really just kind of took the pressure off. Like, I'm not really looking for it, but I'll date you. It is fun, you know? So maybe if us as women start taking off the responsibility of having to be married, right?
Yeah. I mean, but dating is, after being married for so long, it's hard. It's hard to not feel like that. And it's hard to not move in that direction.
Yeah.
Because when I am dating people, like if I really like this person, I give a lot. And I think I give too much. Mm-hmm. Also, like I haven't had anybody really take advantage, but I had like a few take advantage a little bit.
Yeah.
Because in this, I never even knew I was a giver. Like, I'm a giver. Like, I like to give gifts. I didn't know that until I was been out here dating people. And I'm like, when they
sounds like you're a player. I'm like, hold on, let's roll the tape back. Yeah, I'm a giver.
I am.
Like, okay. Because
when they say, like, they have something, like, even if it's just a box of candy, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, you know what? When I see them, I'll make sure they have a box of candy.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just, like, simple stuff.
That's really
like that.
Sweet. I never think of other people. That's awesome. It's telling the truth.
But, like, I noticed I've been doing that a lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, down to a bag of chips. Like, it'd be simple.
Yeah.
It'd be little simple stuff. Like, and a lot of people I talk to, I notice this is not a normal thing. They like Good and Plenty. I love Good and Plenty, but a lot of people don't like it. It's black licorice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They like it. And I'm like, I like it too.
So you're so connected.
I know.
That's so crazy. But Ty, you're a servant.
Yes.
So that makes sense that you would be a giver because yeah. You're of service.
I am. But I want to learn how to bring it back a little bit because I do feel like I give too much. And then I get to a point where I'm like, we talked about before, you kind of expect people to be like you, but I'm not saying like they got to give me anything like physically, but I'm like, give me something back. Like,
right.
Like more interest or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
We just jumped into two other episodes on our podcast. So go check us out. Hit the like button, subscribe. Because you did go back and talk about the value part. Right? Where when you're in these long-term relationships or when you are married, when you go out there and start dating, it's like you're out here, you're talking to people who actually don't value you. Even though sometimes we don't always feel valued in that long-term relationship or that marriage, we still had something like that we were connected to, right? You know what I mean? Or there was some sense of value. It might not have been the value that God wants us to have or that we needed at that time, but it's darn sure better than some of the people that you interact with, you know? I mean, I get that part. I guess I just feel like sometimes the pressure is on. It's on so tough to just be back into that relationship or be back with someone that it's really hard to just let it go and enjoy, you know? And then also, like you even saying that you want to give gifts or you're listening to people, you're doing this or you're going out your way to do that. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I just think that it's important to identify who to do that with. You know what I mean? Like, how serious is this that I'm going to go out of my way for it? Because you're going to find yourself doing that with everybody. And everybody's just not going to think that way. And I just think as women are dating, we need to learn how to create balance within our lives. Let this man chase us. There's like always a chaser in a relationship. Let him chase you a little bit. It's okay, you know? But I just feel like we always want to give so much. We want to give so much. And then when we do, we're let down. So going back to how do we know he's the right one? What are the things that men need to do in order for them to even meet our qualification?
You guys let us.
Well, I know you have a house, so you need stuff fixed. I mean, let's think about those things. Like, I don't think women think about stuff like that. Like, if you have a home or if you have a car, you want somebody that's going to be able to help you with that car, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the payment. Do you know how to put brakes on a car? Do you know how to jack the car up and at least put a tire on? Maybe you don't know how to do the brakes, but can you help me if I get stuck somewhere? Like, think about the realness of life. I have kids.
Yeah, but I'm used to doing that by myself, too. I used to
me
do everything
too,
by myself.
But we're... See, you about to have me doing some... Me too. I'm used to doing that stuff too. And I've been in relationships where I had to do stuff. I'm putting up drywall. And there's a man upstairs. Mm-hmm. But God wants to take the pressure off of us. We're created to be the nurturers. If we are nurturing and cutting drywall and cooking dinner and working and bringing home the bacon, we don't really have time to nurture properly. We're stressed out. We're full of anxiety. I don't think it's bougie for a woman to look up and say she wants a man that can add to her life. I had 3 kids when I started dating my husband. What type of personality does this person have? And what can he pour into my children? Well, one, he can teach them how to fix things. I have 2 boys. Watch me fix this. My husband, I keep talking about, well, babe, you are wonderful. He is the hardest working man I have ever met outside of my dad. And I didn't even realize that was what I needed until it came to me. My dad worked from 4 in the morning, sometimes till 7 o'clock. He worked on the railroad. I grew up with him coming in and out. Sometimes he would just be full of dirt, right? That's how I see my husband sometimes. Just full of stuff. He loves it. He don't even feel right if he's not working. He'll say that. I don't feel right. I ain't did nothing. That's the type of person, you know, that I needed in my life. I had boys in the home. I owned a home. I had a vehicle. Like, I'm working all day. So if something needed fixed or if something needed handled, I needed someone in my life to handle that. If I'm still handling everything, I'm stressed. And I think sometimes we're looking for that. The right one is like, oh, well, he brings me chocolates and he brings me flowers. Scratch that. I don't need no chocolate and no flowers. Can you put the brakes on this car? Because how much did they quote you on your brakes the other day?
Man, they told me $1,097 on my brakes.
No.
Who in the world is paying that?
No.
I think they was after me because I was a woman.
But I just saw somebody post today, another woman. A friend of mine, she posted today, who knows how to put brakes on because they're charging me too much. And I was thinking about you. Stuff like that. If you can find somebody to do those things for you, like, what a benefit. I don't need your chocolate and your flowers. Mm-mm. And speak up for me. Stand up for me. You know, take care of certain things. Like, make me feel like I'm protected. No, I don't want you out here fighting people, but I'm talking about being confident enough to speak up for our home, for our family. You know what I mean?
And feeling safe.
Yeah, and feeling safe. You know, not Mr. T. He's cool though, right? Mr. T is cool though. Pity the fool. Not Mr. T. I don't need somebody kicking A. It's just about knowing that you're safe and that man is going to handle stuff. I think sometimes we're looking at the wrong thing. Oh, he's cute. Oh, he dresses really nice. Oh, he has a nice car. Scratch that. what can he do for us? How can he add to your life? And yes, in turn, how can I add to his? Correct? So what are you looking for? Let's describe it on the Imagine Me. What does he look like, Ty? Is he tall, dark, and handsome?
I don't know.
He ain't Uncle Grandpa. I know that.
I don't know what color he is. I don't know how tall or short he is.
We know you like them. We call
the ginger.
She likes the ginger. You see her hair. She likes that ginger. Oh, he's ginger too?
But no. I mean, it don't matter to me. As long as you treat me right and I can treat you right and you respect my kids, respect our relationship. Who would that?
Yeah. Listeners, let us know. How do you know he's the one? What are you looking for? What should women be looking for while we're out here in this, what did Lucas call it? The dating pool? He said there's pee in the dating
pool. The pissy pool.
It's a pissy pool. I pay the fool.
This pissy pool.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you're looking for. Let us know your experiences in dating. Are we off? Maybe we're off. Maybe the dating pool is what it is right now. There's a lot of single people out here. Instagram is popping. There's a lot going on. So maybe we're missing something. But I will say when I was out there, I don't miss it. It was fun, but I don't miss it.
And I will say I'm not looking. They're going to just find me.
I know that's right. And if you're ginger.
You don't have to be ginger.
You don't have to be, but I'm just saying it. Her eyes do a special thing when they're ginger. I can see it. She's like, ooh, he's ginger too. Imagine me, imagine you, imagine us putting God first, allowing ourselves to love ourselves enough to not settle, and have expectations. Have expectations when you're out here dating. And we out.
We out.